You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Okay. WMTX 92.7.
Ready to start the show yet?
I had to move the books over, which would normally have been a mic stand, but yeah, now I have the mic in front of me.
That's good. It's good to have the mic somewhere near your mouth.
Well, it seemed normal, to have the books on the side, not in front of me, and trying to put the show together here.
Yeah, it's interesting. The book that you have on top is The President is Missing. That's that Bill Clinton, James Patterson book.
Yeah.
They've written three books now. I saw them on, CBS Sunday Morning or somewhere.
No.
And they have a third book out now. It's always about the president. He's missing, or the president's daughter is missing. And I forget what the new book is.
They're novels.
They're novels.
Okay.
Yeah, and I guess they're pretty good. They're on the bestseller list. So, I guess,
Well,
they're
that's
doing
good.
Okay. They're doing okay.
Well, they're doing good. We could use that third book just to raise the mic up just a little bit more.
Okay. We'll work on that. We'll go over to Barnes & Noble this afternoon. Pick out something just right.
Well, I'm sure there are books, and then, of course, there are mic stands. And, why would we ask for a mic stand?
They're back ordered. There's a supply chain issue of some kind, I believe. That's what I heard.
Well,
I don't
know.
That's a rumor.
That's what I would do. I would stick with that buy, that purchase. I wouldn't cancel it and move on to get another kind of mic.
It's not really a big deal, right?
Stand.
Okay. It's kind of cloudy out there this morning. It seems very humid. Does it seem humid to you? No?
No,
DuPont,
not
Mr.
Real.
DuPont
well,
guy?
It's too early in the morning for that.
Okay.
I mean, it's got, the morning chill just a little bit, but still it is really, really warm.
Mm.
And I just want to remind everybody that the official WMDX Samsung watch prediction of the 68-degree temperature overnight was right on the money.
Excellent. Excellent. 92.7 WMDX.
I think we're there now, aren't we? At 68?
Yeah. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young.
Oh, yeah.
Dom Lee.
That's who we are, Don Lee's
the producer. In the producer's chair. How you doing this morning, Dom?
Not too bad. I feel like I can still see the fog a little bit. I don't know if you guys do, but I still see
it a little bit. No, it's haze.
It's not fog, it's haze. Yeah, a little hazy.
Like smoke? Smoke
yeah,
haze,
I would think so. Yeah, did you watch the sunset? It was incredibly red.
Mm-hmm.
You could even look at it this morning. Sunrise, you could look at the sun again. It's just all a haze.
What time
there.
Is
it's just a haze.
Sunset this evening? Do you have that on your watch?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Are you checking?
8:32.
Yeah.
Seems like it's staying at 8:32. Hasn't moved in a couple of days.
Usually it moves, a minute or two,
One way or the other.
One way or the
other. But it depends, I think we're at that magic point where it's going to start going down. Okay.
I think that's like June 21st or something.
Well, see, you're the weather guy. You knew that stuff.
Okay. So a cloudy start this morning and 69 degrees.
All right.
I'm seeing the official temperature. Let's check the afternoon high and see what we have. What are we going to do today? We're going to do the bar dice. We're going to do... what's your choice, John? You want to do anything?
One-arm bandit.
The one-arm bandit. Okay, let's do that, and we'll see what's going on. Okay, first number 0-7-4. 74 for a high. Is that what your Samsung watch is also predicting for a high?
Well,
I hate to interrupt you. You're busy over there doing a lot of paperwork, it seems.
79.
Okay.
Is the predicted high.
It'll be warm. It'll be kind of humid. We do have a chance for showers and thunderstorms later on today. That should hold off till late this afternoon.
It's going to be cooler this evening, though.
Yes,
55 degrees, lower temperature.
All right. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot in a little while. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress, where you can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant, though. Throughout Verlo's history, they're still direct-to-consumer and providing superior products and unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, two, east and west. And just go to verlo.com, their excellent website. Okay.
All right.
So, got a lot coming up a little bit later on. We're going to talk to Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa and find out what's going on there, what's the latest and greatest from Liz. And also, we've got the 2025 Scani Summer Text to Win contest. We started that up yesterday. That'll happen in our 7 o'clock hour.
What's the word that we're going to use today?
I can't reveal that until after 7 o'clock. I know what it is, but I'm not telling you. Not till after 7 o'clock. Okay?
Why, you think I might just give a hint or two?
Yes. You're not supposed to do that.
Okay? We had a good amount of submissions yesterday.
I know. Yeah. We had over 100 people enter yesterday.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just on our website or in our, I don't know, corner of the universe. It is a statewide contest, so all the stations are in on that. Let's check the National Day calendar here.
All right.
Don't do that anymore.
That's right. We don't. We always take a quick look just to see what we're missing.
If there's anything, you know, if there's anything that, you know, that intrigues you, it's National Egg Day. Oh, who doesn't like eggs? You know, scrambled eggs, eggs over easy, hard-boiled eggs.
Well, I hate to remind you, but we had an egg shortage a little while back.
Oh, and, that's right.
Of course, the price of eggs went right through the roof.
Yep, nobody could afford them.
And we blamed Trump.
Of course we did.
Even though it's really not his fault. It had more to do with the bird flu. Yeah. But he would do the same to us. Mm. So we're blaming him for the rising price of eggs.
Okay.
And it's a better price now. They're almost back down to normal.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm. That's not a victory, by the way. Mm. The price of eggs is still up there. Okay?
Yeah.
The same thing with gas. You know, gas prices are down. 2 or 3 cents? What are you talking about? Wow. Taking credit for whatever they can get, I guess.
I guess so. You know, about 100 billion eggs are produced in American egg farms each year.
Oh, really?
100 billion eggs. That's a lot of eggs. It's also National Chocolate Macaroon Day. Macaroons.
Boy, I love macaroons, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, you don't like coconut that much, do you?
Not really.
Okay.
And it's National Repeat Day. That's right. It's National Repeat Day.
Could you repeat that?
It's National Repeat Day.
All right.
Do you think we did the same joke last year this time? You're probably right. National Repeat Day. Okay.
Could we pull that up? Let's pull it up. Let's go back in time.
All right.
Just kidding.
Happens each year on June 3rd. Okay, never mind. Let's get to the... why don't we get to the history?
Quite the descriptor right there.
Well, I can tell you more.
No, no,
but we don't want to do this anymore. Right?
You're right.
Dom, what do you got for us in the history books?
Yeah, let's get into some history. In 1965, it was actually the first American astronaut walked in space. We're going with this astronaut trend. I think yesterday was the same thing.
Yeah. Do you know the astronaut's name did that?
Ed White.
Ed White.
Ed White.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
During the Gemini 4 mission.
Mm-hmm. He just opened the hatch and walked right out there into space and took a little stroll around and came back in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then in 1956, rock and roll was actually banned in Santa Cruz, California.
That was an interesting time, mid-50s, mid to late 50s.
Yeah.
So they were trying to ban rock and roll because Elvis came along, you know, shaking his hips. That was very controversial at the time.
Yeah, they said it was obscene. It was obscene and highly suggestive. So,
we're going back to that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any birthdays or anniversaries?
Yeah, any of those things?
Yeah, we got a few, actually.
Okay.
1951, Jill Biden. Jill Biden, his birthday is today.
Jill? Dr. Jill?
All right, Dr. Jill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then in 1950, screenwriter Melissa Matheson, who I actually, I'm not going to lie, I had no idea who that was.
I don't know who it is either.
I still don't know.
She was best known for writing the screenplays for E.T., as well as the Black Stallion.
Really?
So those were pretty prominent films.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. And there's a birthday here, a couple of birthdays.
Yeah. Last but not least, we got 1943 Billy Cunningham, who was an NBA player. His nickname was the Kangaroo. So.
God.
Which is just is the worst. I feel so bad.
No, you wouldn't call that out on the basketball court.
Well, why not? You could jump really high and probably powerful.
You don't want to look like a kangaroo out on a basketball court.
Hopping around.
The last thing you want. Yeah. I mean, there's some grace and ease in athletics, you know, and you don't want to be a kangaroo.
Well, but, you know, but kangaroos are kind of, you know, they're kind of ornery, too.
They're ornery, and they punch.
Yeah,
so maybe that's also what he did on
maybe
basketball
Billy
court.
Cunningham, you know, like to throw down every once in a while.
yeah.
Now, I also have a story for you guys.
Yeah. Do you?
And I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but it was very recent. It involved a man using a Molotov cocktail and a makeshift flamethrower, and he injured about 12 people in Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, that just happened a couple
of
days ago.
Yeah, it just happened.
It's awful.
It was during a pro-Israel rally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're still
just awful
investigating that. Yeah, it was awful. Yeah. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll have Idiocracy at the half hour. A lot of stories coming up.
Oh, yeah, we've got some big stories coming up. We've got one where the government has decided to surveil the citizens of this country. It seems like a big issue.
Yeah.
Seems like something we would not want. But it's actually happening, and we'll get to that in just a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the big story coming up later on, and that is RFK Jr. and the FDA commissioner. Boy, they don't have good plans. These plans are a disaster waiting to happen. And wait till you hear a lot of this. The FDA commissioner, Marty McCary, went out on the talk show circuit, and he had a really, really bad interview.
Okay.
And if you look at the criticisms are from the MAGAs, who are saying that the host of the talk show was really bad and just got killed by McCary. But that isn't the case. It's a strange thing. They hear what they want to hear.
Yeah. Well, we'll sample that a little bit of
We've got a little bit of that coming up at the next hour.
Okay.
All right.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can check out their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They are helping people, changing their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. They offer fast and flexible appointments, family-owned, community-focused. John has them. I have them. They're really great hearing aids, and Jim and Sarah will help you out. Check them out, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. And, again, that's madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Just getting started on a Tuesday morning. Back with more after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh, we're on our way. WMDX 92.7 And this is John and Gordy in the morning. It's kind of a hazy morning because of the smoke flowing down from Canada.
Mm-hmm. And that's mixing in with some cloud cover, and we can expect some scattered showers and thunderstorms later today. Right now, 69 degrees, highs in the mid-70s. It's 23 past the hour. And again, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, it's our 2025 Scani Summer Text to Win contest.
All right.
We got that started yesterday. We'll be doing that after 7 o'clock. So what's happening?
Well, what's happening is Trump is going after Harvard, as we all know.
Yeah.
And he's going after the foreign students that go to Harvard. And now they're defunding whatever they possibly can or try to get away with defunding. And I don't understand it. I thought there were court orders that he could not do this.
Yeah.
And it's being held up in the courts, you know, his actions.
Yeah, he doesn't care what the courts say. He's just going to keep going after Harvard. That's because one theory is his son didn't get into that.
Yeah, that's a big theory. I'm beginning to believe that is very, very true.
Yeah.
All right.
Takes everything so personally. You know?
The thing is, skin. Even if he takes it personally, you'd think he would also be able to at least deal with the concept that what he is doing will have a major effect in this country for the next 10 or 15 years.
Yes.
When it comes to research and studies and advances in science, in medical care for Americans, but he doesn't seem to care about that. And I said this all along, Project 2025 is something that was put together by the right wing. You know, mm-hmm. the Heritage Foundation put it together. Russell Vogt is in the administration now. He's carrying out all of the points that they made up in Project 2025. He denied it. He was asked that point blank. Well, aren't you carrying all of that stuff out? Aren't you just, you know, doing that? He's, oh, no, no. These are all Trump's ideas. Can you imagine that? Trump never had an idea in his damn life. It's all getting even with people that did him wrong. And that's what he's doing now. He's getting even with everybody who did him wrong. And that's all he is able to do. He is freed up to do that because Project 2025's writers and creators are in the administration carrying out all of it. They put together all of his executive orders.
Yeah.
And all he had to do was sign them. He doesn't know what they're about, as we all watched. Can sign those orders, they had to explain what they did, right?
They had little sticky notes on the top of each one of them. He couldn't even read those.
No. And now they're going to create some kind of like Fox show, a fake Fox show in order to explain his daily briefings.
Yeah. Yes, I heard that.
Yeah.
They're putting together little videos.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't read anything.
Explaining all that.
He doesn't read the daily briefings from the intelligence department.
He can't read.
No.
I remember somebody had, I guess, worked with him on the Saturday Night Live crew. And mentioned that he can't read. So they had to kind of work around his ad-libbing during the show.
Right. Yeah, well.
So
they have to put together little videos for him to watch, little cartoons, basically.
Pete Davidson was actually the one that said that Trump
that
can't read.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
was
it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny coming from Pete Davidson, too.
Yeah. Right?
I love Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
His movies are really, really good. Mm-hmm. Even as a guest, he is an extremely talented comedian.
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK.
We've got somebody on the line. It is Matt out in Middleton.
Hey, good morning, Matt. What do you got for us this morning? How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I don't know if you've ever listened to Professor Richard Wolff, the economics professor.
Yes. Yeah, sure. We played him on the show.
Okay, yeah. I really think he's correct in what he said recently, that the big plan behind this DOGE and firing tens of thousands of people and it's kind of about an idea that to bring manufacturing back, we have to suppress the wages of average Americans to even lower than they currently are and take down our standard of living, bring us back to a place where Chinese citizens were 15 years ago or something.
Mm.
And this is going to be decades of pain if the manufacturing even comes back, which
right.
I doubt it will.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it really is a strange thing to think that they even think will work, first of all, but also to think that I wonder if it's going to be especially painful for us because we were grown up into a certain standard of living. And to have that taken away is especially painful.
Well, yeah, it would be interesting to see how they would do that, you know, bring wages down somehow, or at least, I don't know how that...
suppressing the dollar, devaluing the dollar is also part of it.
That would be part of it, sure, yeah, sure.
They got to build factories. I mean, it takes a long time to gear up just to build a factory.
Well...
bring the equipment in, hire the people.
There's not a lot of people out there.
No.
And we're getting rid of a lot of people in this country, the immigrants who hold up the basic infrastructure of our country with services. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we're going to deal with all of that, but maybe someday soon.
Matt, thank you for your call. Again, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. After the break, we'll come back with Idiocracy for Tuesday morning. And a whole lot more straight ahead. And again, our Scotty Summer contest, our text to win contest after 7 o'clock. And also down the line in our 7 o'clock hour, Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa. Coming up.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we got a few things to talk about today in Idiocracy.
Yes, we do. It is 6:35. Pretty cloudy this morning, kind of hazy. Maybe some smoke mixed in with the clouds. Temperatures today going to climb into the mid-70s with showers and thunderstorms expected for this afternoon. It's pretty calm this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And currently 69 degrees. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbelievable and unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, one on the east side, one on the west side. Go to verlo.com, check out their lifetime comfort guarantee and their adjustable frames, right, John?
Oh,
you love the adjustable frames.
I love the adjustable frames. Yeah. I know that
so
there's
good.
A running of,
yeah.
The Brillos having a difficult time keeping up with the adjustable frames.
They've got plenty. They've got more in storage there, so they'll bring them out because you've been talking about it so much. There has been a little bit of a run.
Well, it's the way to go, and people don't understand mm-hmm. how beneficial it is.
Yeah.
You can get rid of all those damn pillows that you have on the mattress because you're trying
pillows.
To prop your head up,
right.
But then they get kind of squishy.
I know.
Eventually, and then they don't work at all, and you have to get more pillows.
Yeah.
And
yes.
It just
pillows.
Keeps adding to the problem. Where if you had an adjustable bed, you could just raise up the part where your head is.
Well, that brings up a good point. Verlo does offer lots of pillows, too. They have body pillows and other,
yes.
Really fancy pillows.
For those who, are not going to get mm-hmm. the adjustable bed frames, unfortunately, sadly.
Just buy some more pillows. Okay.
Don't do that.
Go to verlo.com.
It's not healthy.
For more. If you're new to the program, welcome aboard here. There's a way you can get caught up and see what's happening. You can check out our newsletter, and you can do that by registering at WMDXradio.com. That's our main website. Go to WMDXradio.com. Sign up for the newsletter. It comes out every Thursday. All kinds of great stuff in there, including how you can enter the Best of Madison under our name in for Best Radio Team. That is polling is open now from Madison Magazine. Find out more at WMDXradio.com. Okay.
All right. I think they took down the This Is Your Life, John Peterson. I think they took that down.
Wait, really?
Didn't
get a lot of traction.
No.
Wasn't getting a lot of hits.
I think it had more of a negative response than it had anything else.
Perhaps.
All right. Let's start off with George Stephanopoulos, okay? He opened his show this week, ABC, with a warning, basically.
Yeah, this week with George Stephanopoulos.
With Trump's corruption problem.
Hmm.
So why don't we go to Cut 14 and listen to how he opened the show.
Okay.
The scale is staggering. President Trump and his family are making hundreds of millions, potentially billions of dollars, as Trump and his administration take official actions that benefit contributors and investors. Just this week, we learned of pardons to tax cheats, including a man whose pardon was granted weeks after his mother attended a million-dollar head fundraiser with the president. The Trump Media and Technology Group raised nearly $2.5 billion from 50 institutional investors whose identities have not been disclosed. The SEC dropped its lawsuit against the cryptocurrency firm Binance days after Binance began listing the cryptocurrency launched by World Liberty Financial, the crypto firm started by Trump's family. This unprecedented money-making by a sitting president and his family, summarized by critics like The Atlantic's David Frum. Nothing like this has been attempted or even imagined in the history of the American presidency, he writes.
Hmm.
Throw away the history books, discard feeble comparisons to scandals of the past. There is no analogy with any previous action by any past president. The brazenness of the self-enrichment resembles nothing seen in any earlier White House. This is American corruption on the scale of a post-Soviet republic or a post-colonial African dictatorship.
That's all.
That's a good way to open the show.
Yeah.
We got a dictator in charge.
But wait a minute here.
There's more?
I'll do my impression of CJ.
Oh.
But what about Hunter? What about Hunter Biden?
Right.
Man. Yeah, they have no explanation. They can't call a show, and they can't tell us what they think, because they know when they get the hard question,
They
don't know what to say.
Exactly.
They don't have any comeback.
Nope.
All right.
We've got Mark
on the line. Let's go see what Mark has to say today. Welcome.
I think for some of these guys, they can't even come up with a hard question, let alone anything else hard.
No, it's true. It's true.
What staggers me is that Ian Hamilton actually said there might be a president come that is interested in his own, betray the interests of the public for his own enrichment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's Federalist 75. Well, what gets me is all the criticism from the right on, Ukraine's strike of, taking out the hardware that Russians had, and the criticizing that, and the same. Well, you should have let Trump know. Well, Trump would have given good old Putin a heads up on it, and if you can't see that, I mean, you're blind, or just a Russian operative, which I think. There's a good chunk of MAGA that is. I mean, they're pulling for Russia, and I don't get it.
Well, this is a great strike by Ukraine. They kept this a secret for over a year. Just an incredible plan, and they carried this thing out with precision.
Those drones took out 40 planes.
40,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're taking out military targets rather than civilian targets like Putin is all the time.
Exactly,
I'm tired of people bleeding, whining about poor Putin and poor Russia. Well, Russia started this whole thing, and they're paying the price. And if it just so happened that Putin was visiting one of those sites when one of those strikes happened, too bad. I wouldn't. So sad.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Trump's parade. Right? This is going to be a big anniversary for the military.
Yeah,
but at the same time, he's kind of taken or stolen the thunder of having this parade, this tip of the hat to the military for a job well done. Well, it's all about Trump now, right?
Is that right?
Yeah. And let's take a listen to cut three. This is Brian Krasenstein. He has a column there, a lot of comments on X, but he had this to say about the Trump parade. He detailed some of what we can expect.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, it's not in here. It's not in here, John.
We don't have cut three?
Cut three, no. No cut three.
All right.
Okay. We'll keep looking.
We do have cut three. I'm sorry. Oh. I am very sorry about
That's
that.
That's all right.
Guys.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Let's listen to it.
So here's a quick question for MAGA. Are you okay with Trump's military parade next month? It will not only have hundreds of American soldiers, but 6,700 American soldiers, 50 in-air helicopters, 34 horses, and 28 70-ton M1 Abrams battle tanks. The cost, $45 million. Enough money to feed 246,000 starving children for the next year. Don't pretend you care about the national debt when you're blowing $45 million from a stupid military parade to make us look like North Korea.
That's right. That's Brian Krasenstein. He does a commentary on X, so you might want to check him out or follow him. Good stuff. And I don't know what those tanks are going to do to the highways and the roads where this parade is going to take place.
Right, Washington, D.C.?
They're going to have to dig up those roads. There's going to be some road construction around there.
Boy.
Certainly after this. But what a gross way to do things, isn't it? I mean, this is not the American way. This is not what we do. We don't celebrate war. We don't celebrate the war machines.
No, that's not the
again. We're not the American way. North Korea,
right? We got a couple of texts.
Couple of comments.
In
okay,
yeah, we got Doug texting in here, and it's Doug says John and Gordy should learn from Ukraine, create lightweight drone based transmitters that can be released at 6 a.m. in Milwaukee. Doug lives in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
wants this over there while broadcasting our show. You know, release these drone based transmitters. John and Gordy invade Milwaukee. Okay, Doug, thank you for that.
Well, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. He also had a couple other ideas here. He wants us to add a call to action segment where listeners learn how and where they can take action to make a difference. We should workshop that. That's a great idea. The CTA segment is where you can find out about protests, elected representative contact info, break out the passive listener mode, with CTA, with call to action. All right, Doug.
Sounds like a lot of work, Doug.
But it's a great idea, yes.
I mean, added work, you know. We're trying to get all the good stuff here for Idiocracy, and we have another big story.
Okay.
You probably heard about this. Job Corps was killed, you know. Goodbye. It's goodbye to Job Corps because it really was a DEI-based program, right? I mean, it's out there helping low-income individuals get a job.
A good job.
Essentially, or even housing at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It was established as part of the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964. So it goes back, and it's proven itself over and over again. It provides free residential education and job training programs for low-income people between 16 and 24 years of age, and students can also earn a school diploma or a GED, get vocational training, and even, get this, learn how to drive.
Really?
Like, learning how to drive to work.
Driving education.
Yes. So, you know, they're giving people a hand up, and they're trying to help these individuals out, and it's been in force since 1964, but it's time to get rid of it because it's helping minority individuals mostly.
Wow. Yeah.
So they're going to get rid of it. Let's listen to Cut 12 on this. This is the story on Job Corps and the devastating effects it's going to have on those communities. Listen.
Job Corps works. Save Job Corps. Job Corps matters. We matter. This is our home. This means everything to us. We may be a financial loss to y'all, but this is our world. This is everything we have. This is our future. And without this, so many of us are lost. So many of us have nothing to do.
They had us go to the rec at about 1:30, and they broke the news to us, and they had us go to the dorms, pack our stuff.
The staff on site would not say a word to us, but sources tell us it was shut down after recent cuts at the Department of Labor, which oversees the program.
I didn't want him to be a statistic, so I wanted him to be focused and get his education.
16-year-old Carlton Davis lived here, and his mom recently lost their house, and there's more.
I have breast cancer surgery next week, so now I'm debating having my surgery canceled, so I can make sure my son is okay.
I'm livid. I cannot believe this.
Community activist Pastor Mo trying to help out here after getting calls from frantic mothers. He's worried about the short and long-term solutions for these kids.
The ones who are trying to get it right. This is why I'm so pissed off. These are not kids are in a youth home who got caught in a crime. Mm-hmm. These are kids who's
Job Corps
getting caught in a crime. All right.
Seems like too good of an idea to just let it go, right? We are coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
McCabe, author, Substack blogger, and regular guest on John and Gordy in the Morning. Just found out the boys are up for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison Award for Best Radio Team. I see why up close every Wednesday and urge you to make it official by voting John and Gordy Best Radio Team. Even though they'll probably get big heads and won't want some farm boy from the middle of nowhere on their show anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that.
Mike McCabe will join us tomorrow.
Yeah.
As he does every Wednesday.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. We're going to continue with more of Idiocracy in just a moment.
Yeah, it is 6:53. This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have a beautiful facility there. They offer fast and flexible appointments. And their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And they do a great job. They are family-owned, and they offer convenience over complexity. And Jim and Sarah will take care of you. You can go in there, get a hearing test. You can actually do a hearing test online at their website before you go in. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com is the website. And John has gotten some hearing aids. I also have some, and they're terrific. We like them.
Right. I have no excuse now for not listening to what my family is saying to me.
Or anybody else.
So.
That's right. Just turn up the hearing aids.
Yeah, that's right.
You're good to go.
Oh, damn.
Madison Hearing Aid Center. .com.
All right. You know, I just want to add to the Job Corps cancellation and, you know, how it helps minority communities and individuals between the ages of 16 and 24, giving them a little help. It is truly a disappointing moment in history. Since 1964, this program has been in place, Job Corps, and it's been helping people. And according to the Trump administration, their reason for getting rid of Job Corps, it is financially unsustainable.
Well, wait, how? Come on.
I can't imagine this program not being that big. Certainly, why would it not be sustainable? I don't understand that. We're giving away a $4 trillion tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
But this is unsustainable, helping these individuals.
Well, it's you know, it's been working well since 1964. Somehow we found it sustainable. Both sides of the aisle seemed to think it was a good program all the way, you know, since the mid-60s.
Well, for some reason, you know, Trump and the Doge crew think this is a failed experiment.
Yeah.
And it costs over $1.5 billion. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so much money, isn't it? And then this, the labor secretary said the program has been found to no longer achieve the intended outcomes that students deserve. citing an in-depth physical analysis. You know, for some reason, I'm just not believing any of that. Just not believing it.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones.
All right. We've got Joe on the line. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show as always. Thank you. To pick up on some of the comments that Mark had started with in reference to Trump and his treatment of soldiers in the suggested parade and this strike that happened in Russia, against Russia. I find it just, I mean, sickly comical that we're talking about a $45 million parade in D.C. at the same time the administration is cutting, I think it, they're projected 83,000 positions within the VA.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you use the expression that this was parade was meant to be a tip of the hat to soldiers. I can't think of anything more disrespectful than, you know, when you're really needed, when you are disabled enough to be eligible for VA care. And I just find it kind of comical, too, that, you know, here we have this administration where our Secretary of Defense, Hegseth, was blabbing the details of that military operation against the Houthis while it was happening. And
right.
were soldiers that said, gee, that doesn't seem real safe.
No.
So if you really wanted to do a tip of the hat to soldiers, is this the way that you would do it? I'm thinking no. I'm thinking no that this might not be the best way to do it.
I'm with you. All right, Joe.
Good point.
Thank you so much, Joe.
It's
amazing, all the contradictions. You know, they do one thing, but then they do another, which contradicts whatever they were doing originally. I want to get to something here. I think we have
a couple of minutes.
I think we do. Let's get to the rise of authoritarianism. Let's listen to Cut 13. This is a web wisdom from somebody who is going to put it all together for us. Let's listen.
Everyone who takes a look at Trump's reconciliation bill, including his allies like Elon Musk and folks at the big banks, agree that all this bill will do is make Americans poorer, sicker, in debt, and less educated. Why would he do that? All you have to do is take a look through history at the rise of authoritarian governments. They virtually all start by leaders declaring an enemy, like, I don't know, migrants, and then intentionally hurting the country under the guise of keeping them safe from this threat. Authoritarian governments always go after journalists, academics, teachers, anyone working to educate the public on what's really happening. Putting people in an economic crisis makes them desperate and makes it more difficult for them to pay attention to what's going on around them. And cutting their healthcare, making them sicker, literally makes them easier to physically control. I know it sounds like a really dark conspiracy theory, but truly, if you study history, if you take a look at how authoritarian movements have organized and taken over entire countries, this is the playbook. If you really stop and think about it, there is no good reason to make people have to choose between paying their rent and getting their insulin. There is no good reason for making people have to choose between buying groceries and paying their student loan debt. And there is no good reason to defund the scientific and academic research that is literally saving people's lives. Unless you want to make people weaker, more fearful, and easier to control. And that's exactly what we're seeing. It's not a big, beautiful bill. It's really a death sentence for democracy.
Perfect. There. Well said.
That's said it well, yes.
Yeah.
Perfect is right, yeah. It is now 6:59. Coming up, we're just a couple of minutes away from revealing the next keyword in our Scani Summer Contest, the Text to Win Contest, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. Also, we'll talk to Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.